Ariane Titmus stormed home to win gold in the 4x200 freestyle relay, breaking an Olympic record in the process. The team of Molly O'Callaghan, Alexandra Headland, product Lani Pallister and USC Spartan Brianna Throssell chased the world record line and held off a quick USA team. Well, after extending the public consultation period, the Noosa Council says it's received more than 450 submissions on its proposed planning scheme amendments. Noosa Mayor Frank Wilkie says the amendments were a local response to help address the housing availability and affordability crisis and to meet state-imposed dwelling targets.
Rather than expand the urban footprint out into rural hinterland areas and have subdivisions out there, accommodating this extra growth by placing people in areas where they don't have access to transport and services, we've put changes in the planning scheme to have more people around existing business centres within walking distance to shops and transport.
The council will now analyse the submissions and identify changes before submitting it to the state government for sign-off. The Queensland government wants every child to be able to get the flu jab at school. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman asking the federal government to expand the national immunisation program to include influenza shots for school students. More than 80% of the flu cases in our hospitals are those who are unvaccinated, with 2,720 confirmed cases of influenza across the Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service so far this year. And 50-cent public transport fares come in on Monday. They'll cover all Translink services across the Sunshine Coast and throughout Queensland. The cheap fares will be trialled for 6 months.